This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
John, you said that this could be a legitimizing win for people. We want to talk to naysayers. Okay, I get it. The White Sox didn't do it for you. Beating the Yankees, does that do it for you? What is it going to take to legitimize this team if you're a naysayer?
Well, okay. More time is what they're going to say.
Okay,
win.
Is it 40 games? Is it division games? Is it deadline? What's it going to take for you to legitimize what's going on here? It's only 10 games. What's it going to take?
I don't necessarily know that I can put a time frame on it, but it's going to be consistency. Are they consistently in games? Are they consistently scoring runs? Now, at some point this year, they're going to be shut out. But to this point, they haven't been. And that's been something that we've talked about all the time in the previous years is, oh, here's shutout number one. Here's shutout number two. How many shutouts are they going to have this year?
How many games were they one or two or fewer runs last year?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, okay, Skubal's on the mound today. What type of run support do they give Tarek Skubal? Because last time out, Seattle, they only gave him two. And so now he's back on the mound. Are they going to be able to give him some more run support? Because yesterday it was Rodon. Like he's a good pitcher. Really good pitcher. And now what are they going to do to give Skubal, to give Flaherty some of that run support? And if they can be consistent in continuing to flood the base paths. And that's where I talk about consistency. It's not just, yes, they need to be consistent winners. That's obvious. But if they can be consistent at flooding the base paths and be better or at least have a higher percentage of knocking those runners in scoring position in, then that's where I'm going to look. And okay, they've got two more against New York. Then they've got a six-game road trip. What do they look like against the Twins, who have not started the season off good? Are they still a team that goes in there expecting to win? Because I think this team expects to win now. They're not going to win 162. They can't, but they're not going to win all the time. But I think going into games with the mentality that, yeah, we should be in this game. We should give ourselves a chance, whether it's in the ninth, it's in the eighth, it's in the first.
You're talking about the brand of baseball they play and seeing that consistently.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead to wins. The month of April, we highlighted, really end March, a brutal start. A lot of playoff baseball teams with winning records from a year ago, legitimate tests for a team that's missing Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling, and we were really struggling to see the offense. If they get through April with a winning record, I think that tells you a lot about this baseball team, right? Because they still have, to your point, road trips coming up. They're going to play the Padres, and they're going to play the Orioles, and they're going to play Houston, who I know they beat in the playoffs last year, but that's at least a competitive series at the end of the month.
Four against Kansas City at home.
Sure. If they have a winning record at the end of April, I think that legitimizes what's going on here, because you know there's more reinforcements coming. And if they have a winning record this month, I would venture to say it's because this Casey Mize thing is a thing. This Spencer Torkelson thing is a thing. Javi Baez. I'm whispering it. Maybe a thing.
Javier Bayes.
Yes.
I mean, if he's going to be a legitimate baseball player this year, don't we have to?
We say like, with hesitation.
He's going to be a brand new person. So yeah, we don't know Javier Baez anymore. We know Javier Bayes.
248-539-9797.
He's a different person.
I like Javier Bayes. That Javi guy, would, my blood would boil. But
I'll take
Bayes,
more Javier Bayes.
I tell you, he puts bat on ball. He makes plays in the field. He's even in center field, this new Javier Bayes. If Javier Bayes is here at the end of the month, and Torque's legit, and Mize is legit, and they have a winning record, they're legit at that point. Yeah. So if you're a naysayer, we want to hear from you. Healthy skepticism in baseball, I understand. What's it going to take? 248-539-9797. 7 o'clock hour, we're going to mix in the Red Wings. Are you checked out or holding out hope? They have a season-defining, pivotal elimination contest tonight in Montreal. What other buzzwords can we use? So must-win game.
They technically are still
alive. They win tonight. We can bump back with Pearl Jam all day.
It's better when you say it.
There's a little bit of dead in the voice. Alive. 248-539-9797.
That'll make me believe it.
I don't know that I believe it. Okay, the texter says, if they're playing like this in June, I'll buy in. If they buy at the deadline and show they're serious about building a competent baseball team, then I'll buy in. But until then, I'll be skeptical about what they're doing.
Okay, that's fine. I was skeptical all the way up until, I don't know, end of September.
Yeah. Some ticket texters, they loved the yodeling.
Yeah, that was pretty
climber.
Special. Well done, Greg.
Pure genius. Texter says, if those two are real, they can win 80 games instead of 75 like I thought they would. Dream bigger.
Mm-hmm.
If Torque and Mize are there, I go from, what did I say, 82? I think they could flirt with 90 if those guys are real.
That's
a division
on
crown.
The table.
Yeah.
On the table.
Yeah, now to go further, they need more, which is why that texter says, show me in June, show me you're buying, show me you're serious, you're putting some chips on the table, and not going all in, but you got a good farm system. Are you willing to add if this team's legitimately in first place and in contention for more? Texter says, the Tigers look like they're picking up right where they left off last year. The Dodgers opening series sweep was still a close series. Add a productive Mize and Torque, I like the team a lot, and even Javi's hitting right now. Craig in Livonia.
That's Javier.
Sorry. No faith in Torque. We always talk about how baseball reverses back to finding the mean. I'm not sure. It won't be long. He'll go Brennan Bosch on us one season with a positive war.
I 100% get that. It's been a long 3 years. It's been an absolute roller coaster with more valleys than peaks. Way more valleys.
Naysayers, we got the lines open, 248-539-9797. It's only 10 games. What do you need to see for this team to feel legit? Tigers hitting homers. No torpedo bats needed. Tigers keep winning. John, first place, 5 straight wins. Everybody's feeling good about this team. I think we need to shift a little bit from survive to thrive. Like, this team's thriving without these injuries.
They certainly have
with these injuries, yeah.
And it was initially, all right, well, they lost to the Dodgers. And we talked about how they played in those. They had some opportunities to win in those games. But then they beat, they won a series against Seattle. They swept the White Sox. And everybody said, well, it was Seattle and it was Chicago. Now it's two over the mighty New York Yankees. They've secured a series win against the Yankees, and they've done it in great style. Yesterday was amazing. And once they had that win with Casey Mize, you're looking at going, okay, Skubal, 0 for 2 so far. He's bound to get one. Mm-hmm. And he pitched great yesterday.
His best start of the season.
And I don't know if you were watching or listening to Dan Dickerson. I was listening to Dan Dickerson for a lot of it, and he talked about the two bloop singles that Aaron Judge had. And he's like, I don't know that anybody has described any hits by Aaron Judge in the last 5 years as bloops, but that's exactly what they were, because Tarek Skubal had his good stuff yesterday. He was focused. He didn't have any mistakes. He didn't give up any home runs. Didn't even give up a run. And he was, after that first inning, just dynamic. And then you look at what the bats are doing. And whether it's Spencer Torkelson in 11 games, it's Javier Baez in 11 games, it's Jay Hen, it's some of these guys that were contributors last year, but they are performing better this year. And then you insert Dylan Dingler, and you insert some of these other guys that are just, right now, they're hitting. And it is a pitching staff with more than one starter. So I think if you just go off of, at the end of last year, minimal offensive production, because it wasn't like they were knocking the ball out of the park at the end of last year in that historic run that they had one starting pitcher. And now all of a sudden, you've got Skubal, you've got Flaherty, Olson has pitched well, Mize has been awesome.
And whatever Jobe gives you.
Yeah. And so I think the answer is yes. They are a better team through 11 games this year than they were at the end of last year when they went on that historic run. They played in the postseason. They beat the Astros in the postseason. And my excitement for this team is continuing to grow. I know it's 11 games, but they are holding their own against some of the best teams.
They're more than holding their own. They've won three straight series, and you feel like they got a shot to sweep the Yankees today with Flaherty on the bump. Are you guys willing to say it, that this team is better than last year's team? 248-539-9797. We'll do the routine with the texts and the calls. What do you guys think? Is this team better than last year's team?
And
last
for those,
year's team was limping to the finish line, and they caught lightning in a bottle. This year's team is much better from a starting staff standpoint. This team has a Spencer Torkelson, unlike last year's team. That wasn't. Last year's team had Javi Baez. This year's team has Javier Baez. They're better.
And with the prospects of possibly, because Flaherty be on the mound today, the prospects of sweeping the Yankees and then going to Minnesota, and Minnesota has not looked good. They had a 1-0 win over Cleveland. Yes, was it Cleveland yesterday that they played? And it's just looking at this team and recognizing that they're a good team. They're just a good team. They're not great.
No.
They're not going to knock anybody's socks off throughout the course of the season. And I know it's 162 games, but for all of those that said, it was Seattle, it was the White Sox, you have to at least take notice of what they're doing against the Yankees.
Well, because it becomes a slippery slope. You go, okay, well, the Yankees, they don't have Soto anymore, and Garrett Cole's injured, and Bellinger ate bad wings, so it's not really an impressive win. We can do this all day. So the Twins game's coming up this weekend won't be very good because they're not very good. So the only wins that matter are if you beat the Dodgers.
Yeah. Correction. It wasn't Minnesota. It was Cleveland over
played
the White Sox.
Yeah. My point, though, is like this division is not seen as a great division. So if they win a bunch of games in division, will those also not be good enough for people? Because we looked at the schedule and thought, boy, April's going to be tough. They just got to survive. I kept saying they got to survive. What if they thrive? What if they end the month of April and they're not a 500 baseball team, but they're like a 650 baseball team? You know, then you really start looking at this going, they're going to kick this thing into gear. They'll go through a slump. Every team does. But to get through April with the injuries and reinforcements coming, yeah, it does recalibrate what you think about this baseball team. From a team that may have been a 500 team fighting, could be a team that sits atop the division and tries to run away with it.
And what's been the conversation over the last couple of years about the bats in April? Oh, well, we got to wait for the bats to warm up. When the bats warm up, they're going to be all right. Well, the bats are warm.
How about that? On a day where it's frigid,
yeah,
they had four home runs. And Kerry Carpenter, it's not a fluke anymore. Two homers off lefties. Think about the top of this order, where you have Green, who was an all-star a year ago, Torque, who's rejuvenated, Carpenter, who can play every day. That's a mash unit at the top. That's not, oh, it's good for the Tigers. That's good across baseball.
And Dickerson said yesterday that Vierling was given, you know, permission to start throwing. So you got to believe that. I mean, the tea leaves say that he'll be back sooner rather than later. He'll obviously be back quicker than Parker Meadows. So you get him back in the lineup. You get him up to speed. You add another bat to this lineup.
So what's the difference from last year? It is the bats. Like, you guys just nailed it there. And the fact that they're hitting out of the gate, they were this is last year's full season, regular season.
Mm-hmm.
They were 24th in OPS and 24th in home runs. Right now, they're third in OPS and fifth in home runs. Look, to expect four home run games like yesterday, that's not, I don't think that's sustainable with this roster team.
But any noticeable power means you don't have to string together three singles or you don't have to run the bases like maniacs to score. You can actually count on some offense.
The team was bottom 10 last year in both categories.
Yeah.
And this year, you know, I think top 10 is potentially sustainable. And that's a significant difference, guys. I mean, you get any kind of pitching.
It changes everything.
You get any kind of pitching with that hitting. Well, of course they're better.
So listen to what you just said. If you get any kind of pitching with that batting, you have one of the top three pitching staffs in Major League Baseball. So you're going to get pitching, and all you need is the bats to be sustainable. And right now, through a young season, they've been sustainable, and they've done something that they have not done in the recent past, and that is start with the bats warm.
So what do you guys think is – what do you not believe in yet? Like, are you still buying – You don't believe that, and I don't either.
Okay, I don't believe in Javi Baez, but I'm starting to believe in.
Did that reverse it?
Did that reverse the Javi Baez jinx?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't know, but as long as he is playing as Javier Baez, I think that is a huge component. A huge component for this team.
I don't feel like I've seen the ugly strikeout yet from Javi Baez. He's made some good contact. He's playing
no walks,
playing decent in the field.
Nah. Okay, all right. There's my detriment to Javier Baez. He doesn't walk.
He's a lot better than Javi Baez, though. 248-539-9797. Tigers put up four homers, a 5-0 win, five straight wins. We're talking about them. Thought is, are they already better than they were last year? Is this a better baseball team than the team that made the playoffs, won a playoff series, and came a game away from the ALCS? We're talking about the Tigers. We'll talk about the Wings in the 8 o'clock hour. Just trying to have a positive conversation before we go down that the dark rabbit hole. 8:02, we'll talk about what happened last night on the ice and where we're at in this whole deal. But yeah, they're better than they were a year ago. That's what people are telling us on Ticket Text. Guys, this year is better. They've got Javier Baez and Tenser Sporkelson. Who are these new guys?
Yes.
Another big difference this year is it seems we have a full stable of starting pitchers. No more piecing things together. No chaos. Jason and a car.
That's, I think, maybe the biggest difference. And the one that you can look to automatically as one that...
should be more stable.
Yeah, it should be more stable. If you're not ready to believe in Javier Baez, if you're not ready to believe in Spencer Torkelson, and even though, you know, Cole Keith has been drawing some walks, you just think that, you know, he's not going to take that next step. It's the pitching staff that makes you believe. Even if they only had one home run yesterday, that would have been enough to win.
The thought was the pitching will keep him in it all year. The offense takes him to another level. The offense has been there so far. Where does Keith play when Torres comes back? Nort and Pinckney. It's not a conversation. He's their everyday second baseman, so Keith will have to be the DH. You want to smarm alarm that? I'm just quoting what the manager told us.
I love when he gets it up. Like, he gets it. When you, that your look of smarm is priceless, man.
Well, we're on radio, like, so not everybody can see
it. I know, but you, when you were doing it there, you're like, well, what do you want me?
Well, so what do you want me to say? Like, I asked this innocent question to AJ, and the guy took my head off. Like, why would it even be a conversation?
You look at me like I said it.
But Torres is their everyday second baseman, and it's not a conversation, so Keith's going to have to find a home somewhere else. And with Tork hitting, that's why I thought it was an interesting question. Keith will have to DH is the answer, and that may mean he plays less. Because Justin Henry Molloy's done such a great job as their leadoff hitter. And if you can't play both, okay.
Eventually, your question, there's going to be a pinch somewhere. Somebody's going to get pinched, and they're not going to be deserving of being on this roster. So what? Is Keith going to be... is he even eligible to go down because of the contract? And he can be sent down, right?
Yeah, he doesn't have enough service time.
Yeah.
I think he can... I mean, you have your options. I don't think he's used them, right?
Right. So, look, is the team willing to do that? That's... you're talking way down the road there. But there is a world where Torres comes back and hits, contributes. You got Torkelson. You got Molloy. You got Carpenter. Who's going?
It's a good problem.
Vierling, Meadows.
Vierling, yeah.
Eventually, somebody's going to have to go.
Well, and that's the thing is, Vierling can play multiple positions. A lot of these guys have been asked to do different things. Javier Baez has played a bunch of different spots. Riley will slide over and play some center. Colt Keith has played a couple spots. They were at least... flirting with the idea of Torkelson playing some outfield. Torres is the only guy that doesn't play multiple positions, which is why the question was asked.
We'll eventually get this puzzle figured out.
Yeah, of course.
But you know what? Just going through all that, the versatility of this lineup...
yeah, it's a strength.
...is much like the versatility of the pitching staff last year.
Agreed. This is a no-brainer. They're way better. Tigers will easily win 90 games. They won 86 last year with an awful offense. This team is top four in the MLB and OPS right now.
Well, so that goes to the belief of, do you believe the bats and the way that they're operating, even if they're not operating at the level that they are now, that they will still be much better than they were last year?
Yes. Yeah, I mean.
So you believe Torkelson is here to stay and the bats here to stay?
Is he going to hit 300 all year?
No.
Is
that's not what I'm saying. I'm just asking that he's going to be better than last year.
Yeah, well, yes. He already is.
Well, he is, but we're talking 11 all games. So I'm just playing the other side of that card.
If Tork hits 7 more home runs the rest of the year, he'll outpace last season.
Right.
Yes. So some of this is low bar to clear, but yes. Texter says they love the Keegan-Michael Key Tigers lineup sketch. Says they didn't all work, but the Baez Baez is an instant classic and will probably stick for the rest of his time here and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
This team is easily better than last year. Pitching is better with their starters. The hitters are picking their pitches to hit. They might be the same bats, but they're better and smarter bats. It's showing with the early run production.
Well, it's showing with the early run production, runners in scoring position, and I mean, until they play the Yankees, like the Yankees are a different animal, right? That's why they're good wins. So yesterday, I believe, is the first time that the Tigers pitchers actually threw more pitches than their opponent. And we're 11 games in, because the Yankees pitchers only pitched 108 pitches. Now, granted, you know, those were some one-pitch at-bats.
The Tigers don't have to hit in the ninth inning, so the math isn't equal.
Right. And the Tigers pitchers threw 127. But when you have Skubal operating at an elite level, and then you bring in, you know, Herter, who himself was operating at an elite level. Now, I know that in the ninth, you know, inning, he got into a little bit of trouble, but he got himself out of it. Yeah, it could hurt.
It could hurt.
Javier Baez has always had at least a stretch of 4 or 6 weeks a year with great baseball, and then we all get hooked. This year is coming when we need him most, and when Vierling gets back, Javier can turn into Javi, and we'd be okay, Travis and Warren.
Well, okay, I don't want him to turn into Javi, but if that's the case, and you stem the tide by having Javier Baez, and then you get Vierling back, I mean, okay, the timing needs to be a part of this issue as well.
Someone made the comment yesterday, the Tigers being competitive rejuvenated Javier. Not sure how true it is, but he does seem more focused compared to previous seasons when the Tigers weren't competitive. Winning. Contagious.
Well, and he's getting more run right now because Torres is down because of a lot of the injuries. But even to start the season, it wasn't like he was in there every day. Like, they are being much more measured at how they use and when they use Javier.
Is this one a troll ticket text? It says, I think the verdict is still out on the Tigers. I need about 150 more games before I can determine if they're better than last year.
All right. Yes. I mean, we could just not talk about the Tigers until the regular season is over and then look back and say, well, did they get 87 wins? Okay, they're better.
I don't think that's a troll. I think there's a group of people out there that believe that.
But to say 150 games is saying we can't judge the team until the team's done playing baseball games. Well, kind of defeats the purpose of talking baseball if you can't talk about it until the season's already over.
Ultimately, you can't make that decision until then. You're right.
It's what are you seeing? It's what do you believe? Use your judgment. You guys are watching and listening to this team. I think everybody's having fun with this start.
And maybe one of these days, because we did this last year, right? What did we think their record was going to be at the end of April? What do we think their record is going to be at the end of May? We were kind of doing the month by month because it's such a long season. And maybe that's an exercise for tomorrow after we get a chance to see them for the third time against the mighty New York Yankees.
248-539-9797. You love beating the Yankees. You were all fired up yesterday.
Yes, love. Absolutely. I mean, it's the torpedo bats. It's Judge. It's the Yankees.
It's so good.
Tigers came up with three in the bottom of the ninth, but they lose 4-3. Back in action tomorrow night in Minnesota. And what Dan Dickerson was referring to was the fact that the two runs were unearned runs, a double play that would have given, you know, was first and second with no outs. And guy hits a ball to Colt Keith. And he just bobbled it and got no outs instead of definitely a double play that would have gotten two outs.
Yeah, went right through his legs.
And before two of the hit by pitches, Dylan Dingler, one he definitely should have had. The other was about a 50-50 on foul pops, and that hurt the team who knows if they're. The Yankees pitch differently if they're only up two as opposed to up four. You never know. But, yeah, if you go by the final score, the play by Keith and the Dingler one, especially the Keith one, cost the Tigers a game or at least a chance for extra innings. And the question is, Colt Keith is having some difficulty right now. At the plate, I mean, his OPS is 612, which is not as horrible as you'd think, considering his batting average is 171.
Right.
But that's only because his on-base percentage is good because he walks so many times. He has 12 walks. The problem right now is the fact that Colt Keith can't field, and he's playing second base. It's not the first base thing that everybody thought he might have trouble adjusting to that he worked all of spring training on. He wasn't a great fielder anyway last year at second, but now with the Torres injury, he's playing second base. And this is what's happening. He's got 3 errors already, and they've played 12 games.
Yeah, and two of them, you know, the errors have been directly linked to losses.
Yeah, and one he didn't even get charged with an error on. The one in Seattle, absolutely. So hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah, hopefully but things get better.
As a fan, as a Tiger fan, 248-539-9797, how much longer are you willing to put up with it? Because for me, he's got to be able to at least field. Because if he can't hit, I mean, it's Toledo. That's simple.
Which one concerns you the most, the plate or the field?
The plate. Because I always think that fielding, eventually it'll come around. But maybe that's being because I can't hit.
Take a lot of swings, do you?
Well, I couldn't hit. I was a good hit, you know, good field. First base. I could field pretty well, and I could pitch decently. I mean, yeah. A very low level little league. You know, that I didn't play in high school or anything. But yeah, the bat concerns me more. And with Torres, whenever he comes back. Vierling's coming back shortly as well, not to mention Meadows, but just, you know, sticking with Vierling and Torres, they have roster decisions going to make, and they have to make, and Kreidler's going to definitely be one of them, you would think.
Yeah.
And then if Keith doesn't improve, he's got to be the other one, right? Unless, you're going to send Malloy down? He's hitting the ball.
I don't know. What about Ibanez?
He still is dangerous against lefty. He's struggling a little bit, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, struggling. He's batting 136 with an OPS of 513.
Okay. At least he, when he plays third, he can.
Right. He's more versatile in the field.
Yeah. Not great, but yes.
I'm less concerned at the plate because of the year that Colt Keith had last year. Like, he's proved he can hit major league hitting. And we thought that he would take a step forward, and he may still be able to take a step forward. But if he didn't have plate discipline, or if he was being over-aggressive at the plate, swinging at things outside the strike zone just because he was trying to make contact. I mean, he's got 12 walks, which at least he's getting on base. Mm-hmm. We want to see the bat get a little bit more active. The field, that's where I kind of have more of a concern. If he had to move left or right for that one yesterday, and we're talking about one play, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't right at him, that's one where I would say, okay, I think that there's something with his confidence, something in his head that he just needs to, it's easier said than done, relax and go play baseball. We've seen Spencer Torkelson relax and go play baseball, at the plate. It's kind of got to be the same thing for Colt Keith in the field.
Yeah.
Just relax and go play. Be a baseball player. Stop thinking about it so much. Just go out there. Field the ground ball like you've done 100,000 different times and complete the play. Don't let the ball play you.
True. It's easier said than done. I think, sure. I think, look, in my mind, it's easier to get that back to normal.
Especially hitting second a baseball base. Is the hardest thing to do
right.
anyway.
That's why I say the back concerns me more than the fielding, because it's something you've done your whole life. You know, he's hit his whole life too, or they wouldn't have given him that contract before he even played a major league game last year, right?
Yeah. And I mean, last year, I thought maybe early on that could have been some pressure added to him.
Right.
Trying to live up to that contract. Now, I don't think that's necessarily part of the equation of living up to the contract versus just going out there. And in your mind as a competitor, you don't want to be the one that holds the team back, which he clearly has for a couple of their losses.
Yeah, and you also don't want to get into a situation that we've seen in baseball before, with whether it's Chuck Knobloch or Steve Sachs, or if you remember a guy who used to catch for the Mets, he was a backup catcher, Mackie Sasser. He couldn't even throw the ball back to the pitcher. I mean, it became such a mental thing. Now, I don't think this is going to be anywhere near those three, hopefully, but it's something that, you know, it's got to get figured out.
For him, the good thing is they have to play him. I mean, he has to be out there.
For him, yeah, but then he'd have for the Tigers.
Yeah, no, that's what I just said. Yeah. The good thing for him is, like, AJ can't say, you know, hey, why don't you sit next to me for a little bit because of the injuries and the limited players that they have available at different positions. They got to move guys around, and But it'll be interesting when Gleyber Torres comes back. What does that look like? Is there going to be any type of rotation? Because the way that Spencer Torkelson's swinging the bat, his bat needs to be in the lineup every day, whether right. it's at first or a DH.
Correct.
Do you move him? Do you move Cole Keith over to first because that's where he played in spring training, thinking, well, maybe he's a little bit more comfortable there, even though he played a year at second base last year.
Yeah. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Are you concerned a little bit about Colt Keith and what's happened so far?
It's Colt Keith talking about having to play the two positions. Not going to say that that's anything that's hurting him. I looked it up. Parker Meadows got 27 starts last year before he got sent down. I would say last year's team was in a position to be more patient than this year's team. I mean, is Colt Keith kind of halfway there? He's at 11 starts. Do you think he's halfway there in terms of, I mean, I want to see him turn it around. Let me be clear. And I think he can, and I would bet that he will. But you also have to be aware of this team's trying to win this year. This is a little different than it's been in the past.
It has been. And again, you've got position where at second base, Gleyber Torres comes back and takes over. So even though he started the year at first base, but clearly you've lost that because Spencer Torkelson's hit. Knock on wood, that continues to be the case. So now you're like looking around like, okay, where am I?
Right.
I don't think there's a ton of competition from guys at AAA at Toledo. There's nobody's knocking on the door waiting to come up. Chase Young has started off when he's hit well thus far. I think he's like around 300 in the early start of the season. But they started just a few days after the Tigers did. So he's the only guy right now at the AAA level that maybe has a chance to knock on that door. Otherwise, it's just situational. Hey, we lost an outfielder. We need an outfielder, which is just what happened recently. But I think Colt Keith's got, like I said, a long runway. And again, he's hitting 171. Parker Meadows was hitting 100.
Right. All right, here's more from Colt Keith yesterday. When asked about his confidence, here's what he had to say. Interesting. Like baseball, I mean, even guys that are established are constantly dealing with the mental challenges of this thing. I actually heard the broadcast. I can't remember. It was earlier this week. Just talking about how it is such a mental game because there's so much failure that, you know, even the best are constantly struggling with it. And when you get in these slumps, you just feel useless. Like you're never going to get another hit ever again.
Right. I mean, it really is amazing what a difference 10% is.
Oh, yeah.
200 to 300. That's the difference.
Yep. 248-539-9797. All right, other things. I mean, are we worried about Kerry Carpenter here at all? Not a lot, but
he has hit
four home runs.
Yeah, but he's got eight hits on the year. Four of them are the bombs. He also has a double in there. But Kerry Carpenter was a guy who mashes right-handed pitching, and now we haven't seen him really mash right-handed pitching just yet. So I'm not concerned about it because we know he's got the track record of doing it. I'm not terribly worried about Kerry Carpenter.
Okay. The Riley Green is hitting for average. He's hit some home runs. What is up with the strikeouts?
It's a lot. 19 through 12 games is a lot. 19 out of 49 at-bats is a ton. That's looking at, you know, almost a 40% strikeout rate is huge. He's got to cut that down for sure. And he's only drawn one walk this year as well. That's the other side of it. I mean, 19-1 ratio, that ain't going to cut it.
Yep.
This is an all-star. He's a great player. He'll be better.
You know, the thing about these guys and bringing these guys up, this is the counterbalance to the Spencer Torkelson's not going to last. These guys' stat lines are things that I feel pretty confident that there will be some bounce back and that they will. If Torkelson fades, and I'm not rooting for that, but it's something that I think is in all of the back of our minds is where is Tork going to settle in? And, you know, because he's been a lot of ways their most valuable player so far.
He and McKinstry.
Yeah.
Which is a shock.
Yes. So when those two settle in, you know, are the other guys coming around so that there's no discernible drop off in the way that they're producing offense?
It's usually how baseball works. You know, you if you can get the everything clicking at the same time for a period of time, you're in great shape.
Yep.
But typically, some guys are doing great while others aren't so much, and then it just levels out.
It yep.
switches to the other side. But, I mean, we've all been pleasantly surprised with Spencer Torkelson. But Zach McKinstry is the guy maybe we should be talking about because he's hitting better than anybody else on the team right now. He is coming up with some clutch hits. Whether it's a base hit or it's a home run, he has been clutch so far this season. And that's great to see because I've spoken poorly about Zach McKinstry in the past. I think he's the last guy on your roster. He's on the roster because he's versatile enough to play a bunch of positions, play third and play second base, shortstop in a pinch, play in the outfield if you have to. And okay, that's great, but didn't really bring a whole lot to the table offensively. Well, he started off, it's just 11 games for him, but he started off being one of their better players, one of the better stories out of the gate.
Feedback coming in here regarding the Mach 1.0. Mike in Detroit says, James Pierce is the pick. You can't pass on this talent like they passed on Jalen Carter.
Yeah, all they got was Jahmyr Gibbs out of it.
Yeah, look, there's more paths to success than the one that went through Jalen Carter. We talk about this all the time.
And Sam Laporta.
But there are other guys that people took chances on and failed. And so you can't say, just because Jalen Carter made it, I'll take anybody with a question mark. It's ridiculous logic. Yeah,
I think the three players that we've selected.
I like Pierce, don't get me wrong, as a player. He's a risk, and I'm willing to acknowledge it. It has nothing to do with what they did with Jalen Carter. They have a stronger locker room now.
Your pick at Mach 1.0 is James Pierce. Mine is Derek Harmon, and Kang's is Shamar Stewart. All three players, there's reason to like all three players. You know, Kang points out the RAS score, which the Lions definitely value, he was through the charts with the RAS score, Shamar Stewart.
Yep.
James Pierce as well is another one of those guys. And, you know, I like Derek Harmon might be the safe pick. I mean, I don't know if that's why I gravitated there. I think the screaming need is at edge rusher. But I just feel like Harmon is such a talent that I don't think we'll be there at 28. If he is, you got to jump on.
There's about 10 names on this list that I'd be ecstatic to get, to be honest with you. From an unnamed texter, I'd be ecstatic with Ibuka or Sawyer championship pedigree. You know, in preparing for this draft, I mean, if you want championship pedigree and you don't want to reach for a defensive lineman like Sawyer at 28, you go Kenneth Grant, who's got a national championship, if the championship pedigree matters to you. Emeka Ibuka, there's something about that kid that I think he's going to make it. Like, I think he's got intangibles. I think I'm so impressed with him. And I'm so impressed. Like, the Ohio State guy, the other Ohio State guy that I think is awesome is Travion Henderson. Like, hearing him talk and the way he prepares for games, that's a guy I wouldn't bet against.
Look, there are players from Ohio State, certainly. I mean, it's a national championship team. So they're guys that you have to like, even if you didn't like them because they wore the scarlet and gray. And Jack Sawyer is one of them. I always thought Jack Sawyer was kind of a bust. And then when the games are biggest in the playoffs, he showed up immensely. He was massive in the playoffs for him. Tuimoloau, if he's, you know, there at 28, I'm probably not going to take him because I think there are better edge rushers out there. But there's your championship pedigree, and he's had a nice career at Ohio State. And they've got offensive linemen there that are good. They have the two running backs. The Judkins, the other one, is also good. So there are lots of players at Ohio State. There's defensive backs from Ohio State. Ransom is available.
None of these guys at 28.
None of them scream. I was just going to say, but none of them scream to me, I got to have him at 28. Now, maybe the offensive lineman, if you fall in love.
Donovan Jackson.
With Donovan Jackson, then you want to have him at 28. I get it.
He would probably be the most logical one at 20.
Yeah, but these other ones, it seems like they can be had in the second or third round or past that.
More of your picks coming up, 248-539-9797. But first at 131, Gator, I've had enough of this. Oh. I'm done with this don't need to see it ever again.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to get my way, but I've reached my tolerance and I'm done.
Okay.
We'll get to that at 131. Hey, swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Because right now, all customers can get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tournament matchups and so much more. And the thing about the profit boosts that are nice is that usually if you bet on a favorite, the return isn't quite there. Well, profit boost can give you that little bit of extra to make it worth it to take a favorite. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off and a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/Doug to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and maximum wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Excellent. Excellent. I'd expect nothing less from the radio professionals I work with. Okay. Now, here's what we got to be careful of. This is very serious. We are asking a question. I do not want this misconstrued that we are making a statement that it is what it is here. It's a question saying the words, do we have a problem about who we're going to talk about is a question. I don't want anyone going insane. We are not Jim Costa. We are not going to be authoritative after 12 or 13 baseball games. But we want to have a question, and I can play some audio for you. Do we have a Colt Keith problem? And I asked the question for a multitude of reasons. Most importantly is he is becoming unplayable in the field. Another error yesterday that I can't say it cost them the game, because when something happens, you don't know what will play out later, but you could say it. He had an error earlier in the year that did cost. He's not good at first. He's not good at second. But here's where it's compounding. He's been terrible at the plate. Now, I want to give him credit. He's drawn 12 walks. But the problem is you're hitting 150. And I know batting average isn't everything, but I mean, you're hitting 150. You got one RBI in, 13 games? Your OPS is 600. Your OPS plus is like 80. He's been terrible. Colt Keith has been terrible. Now, the flip side is, hey, it's baseball. Mm-hmm. I don't want to overreact. And I'm not. I'm not ready to say, okay, we got to do X. But Rieger played some audio. And look, what I can't stand is like I listened to him and Bob last night. Like people want to get mad at Jeff. Like, whoa, why'd you have to ask him that question? Because that's his effing job. When you butcher a ball in the outfield and you wait in the clubhouse, Jeff is a reporter. And you go, Colt, what happened? Like, it's not an ambush.
No.
It's just what it is. So I want to play this because, look, it shows you they're men, not machines. It is a borderline emotional player. But he said one thing in particular. David, is this the one about his confidence? This is important to listen to, and I just want to ask the question. David, if you would, please.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, boy.
Now what you want to hear?
It's scary because they need him more than ever with Gleyber hurt. He's already been asked to play a new position that he's not good at. He was asked to play a new position because he's not good at the position he's playing now. He cannot play third base. His arm will fall off his body. It's a problem. Now, here's what I would say. If he becomes the Colt Keith that we saw for about 2 months last year, and he's able to be a big-time hitter, I can learn to live with him being late stages Derek Jeter. I can live with him being a butcher. But you got to hit the hell out of the baseball.
Yeah.
Rico, I'm asking the question. If it's not a problem now, how much longer do you go before it becomes a problem?
See, I almost think that he's on a short leash because it reminds me of, like, we've seen this last year with Torque at the plate. And it's what I've often, like, Torque has swag. When he goes up there, he now believes in himself. That's real. Like, if there's no confidence, you can see because a person is no longer playing the game. They're just out there trying to do whatever. They're throwing crap at the wall and hoping something sticks. You probably, if you're the Tigers organization, need to step in soon and say, maybe we need to save you from yourself. Get some help. Get some confidence so that we can bring you back up here because they're going to need him.
You're going there already.
I mean, because Mike.
I can't.
No. I'm not. Because he said it out loud. which means that he's already thinking that he's already there.
Right, but I don't want to turn him into Steve Sachs or Chuck Knobloch.
I'm not saying he's going to have the yips, but I'm saying I'm going to save you from yourself, because if you're thinking that already, me just putting you out on the field, you're not playing baseball. You're out there thinking, and that's a problem.
How much, look, for me, and I'm not telling you it's science. I'm just telling you how I watch baseball. I'm giving a guy 100 at bats. I'm going to give, or if you want to say plate appearances, because this guy walks a bunch, fine. I gotta give the guy the better part of 30 games. And if at that point it's this, no power, no value at the plate, and you're butchering balls left and right in the infield, I'm going to have to do something. But look, if you guys think I'm an idiot for waiting, or you're more panicked, or you're on Rico's side, that's fine. I'm not mad at you. And
I'm not panicked, but if you're the Tigers, if you're Scott Harris, you've kind of seen this before in other players. Hey, let's nip this in the bud. Son, you are a major league player. We just need you to believe that you're a major. Because when he came out and said that, I was like, ooh, that means you've been thinking this for a while, that it's now just public. You said it. I didn't. That's why I'm saying, maybe we need to correct this. If not now, very soon.
I think the bigger issue is a long-term one for me, which is, I'm not going to overreact to the early season stuff. It's longer term. Is this guy simply not playable in the field? Not at a high level, certainly. But if you can't be average, it does get to a point where, look, this is a team built on pitching. This is a team that allegedly values flexibility. You can play multiple positions. And I know they don't follow through with this quite often outside of Parker Meadows. They're not a good defensive team. So you start looking longer term and going, okay, the hits will come. Let's say the pedigree is there. We know he can hit the baseball. But if this is him in the infield, that's where longer term I start to go, oh boy, because what do we do?
Yeah, the error at second base. I mean, that was Little League. It's no other way to call it.
Dude, he forgot how many outs there were last week.
Right.
I mean, we're talking, these are stacking up now.
Right, a routine ground ball, he butchered it. And it's like, okay, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a problem there. I'm not saying it's a long-term problem, but we can't overlook the elephant in the room. Son, that was routine. And it wasn't a bad hop. You just butchered it.
See, I'm going to give him a little bit more time, maybe closer to what Mike is saying, but it has a combination. It has to do with the combination of when Torres returns and if Tor continues to do what he's doing. Because if those two things happen, we already know Torres is only playing second base. So when he returns, he's playing second. Tor keeps hitting. You're not putting Keith at first. Tor has to keep playing.
Well, and that's where I just begin playing Tor against righties every day. Or excuse me, against lefties and righties. Because Keith is your left-handed split.
Correct.
I'm just playing Tor every day. You know what? He's hot. We're going to play the guy.
See, you're right. And my hope with that, when it comes to Keith, is if he can sit on the bench, if he can get in that cage and figure that part out, just one thing out, then maybe everything else will come.
Yeah.
That's why you give him time to maybe see.
No, and you know what, guys? I'm not – what you're saying,
you're not.
Works.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to be defensive. You're not crazy for saying what you're saying, because certain organizations would treat it that way. I don't know that this one will, but I don't think anyone's crazy for their opinion.
But the fact that he's not hitting and he's not fielding.
Yeah.
Now you're overthinking. And as with an athlete, that's your worst enemy, is when you go out and you overthink.
That's what scares me. Let me tell you why I don't think Rico's crazy. And there are several reasons. It's okay to feel the way he feels. When a player tells you their confidence is at an all-time low and they're a young player, you have to rescue them from spiraling.
Yeah. I mean, Mike, you'll remember, I think it was either Nick Anderson or Dennis Scott in the NBA Finals with the Orlando Magic.
Missed all three free throws.
And this is a guy like shooting 90%, and then he missed, and he kept missing, and all of a sudden it became mental with him.
Yeah, and if we don't have a problem now, I just ask you, okay, at what point will it be one? Or, look, we all want it to turn around. I'm asking, how much longer can it go like this before you would go, okay, we've got to do something? It's just a question. 248-539-9797. Okay.
Well, I don't know what I did to David, but
that was tremendous.
David has been giving me the business all week.
You called it out yesterday.
It is. It's, we can't. Okay.
All right, it's 4 o'clock.
There will be no unity.
That was emotional.
Till we end the black on black crime.
Listen, the Tigers are the focus. We'll deal with black on black crime later. That'll be in the 5:48.
Yeah.
What's your opinion? Kenny's
walked out. What do you have to say about it?
No.
Okay.
Let's start the intervention. I don't want to do this.
How's Kenny's black on black crime in the 5:86?
Kenny's interested in the 7th race at Keeneland. We've got Tiger talk. Torkelson, day 2. We started yesterday. Pre-game, wanted to follow up post-game. I think he's the difference between 84 and 90 wins. If he's this good, if this is who he's going to be. And I understand. Please, I beg of you. I know it's 11 games. But just don't be Captain Poopy Pants. That's coming from me. It's okay to say, you know what? He has helped power winning 7 out of 8. He's got 8 extra base hits in 11 games. I mean, do the math on it. Is it sustainable? Probably not. But he's helping you in a time you need it most. So that's where we kind of started. Winners of 7 of 8. You've already got the series locked up. I think you played your most comprehensive game today. No defensive gaffes, no errors. Power. Skubal was excellent, which is just what we're spoiled. We've come to expect it, which is why it's going to suck when we have to trade him. But look.
We're not doing that right
now.
No,
we're not doing that, Joe. The point I'm making.
Wyatt Langford.
No. Oh, man. Imagine him in this lineup. My God. But Brewers, Twins on the horizon. Maybe this team get off to a little hot start. 7 of 8 is nothing to sneeze at. So let's get to the people. Kenny, didn't James call in first and then we lost him and you put him back on? I want to bump James to the front of the line. I mean, he was first. I don't know what happened. James, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hey, Mike and Rico. How are you guys?
Good, brother. What's going on?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, but long-time listener. I just wanted to say I was at that game today, and, you know, Scoop scared me right off the bat, 2 on, no outs. But mentioning Kevin Costner here, I think he cleared the mechanism and got out of that inning pretty quick.
Listen, he cleared the chamber and got to work. I mean, but James, when we talk about Torkelson, do you believe he's the X factor? That if this is who he is, it elevates this team to a completely different place?
Well, when you said that, I wrote it down right away, Mike. He's the difference between 84 and 90 wins. I had us at 91 wins. I mean, you said not even Jesus believed in him. I'm standing right here. I believed in him.
Good for you.
And I know. When we got rumors that he's going to the Mets in this, I was going to lose my mind at Scott Harris because that would have just been a waste of our, you know, last 3 years with him, but or longer than that, honestly. But, you know, I think he is the difference. And you were speaking a little bit earlier about our goals to get to 500 when Meadows comes back and Wenzel gets back. I don't even know if we got room for Vierling the way the bats are going right now.
Oh, whoa. Hold on. Now, that is face of the franchise, Matt Vierling. You watch yourself.
I got to sign baseball, Matt. I love the guy to death. I call him Matty Ice. But, I mean, the way McKinstry's swinging the bat right now, you can't take him out.
Yeah, watch me. Listen, I'll ride with you on the torque thing. Are you kidding? Yeah, watch me. You put McKinstry in a Ziploc bag and put him back in the drawer. Vierling is a really good defensive player, and he can play multiple spots. No, I mean, I bust his chops because some of these Tiger cultists, they act like he's, you know, George Brett. Enough. He's a role player. Take it easy. Let's go over to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, bud?
Oh, good afternoon, and hey now.
Hey now. What's up?
Yeah, so driving home from the game, I'm on 94, going 27 miles an hour. Cool.
Fantastic.
This is horrible. I hate this commute. No, I took the day off, or I took the afternoon off. I found a $13 ticket in the first row right next to Javi Baez.
Oh.
And I said, I'm going. And I'm so glad that I did, because you know what? I knew Carlos Carrasco was pitching, and I remember watching him in Cleveland. He was, you know, average, and he's only gotten better. Congratulations to the Yankees.
Well, now, you know, Matt, I understand we're in Detroit, and I'm not, I just want to offer one note. We are down 9 yes. pitchers to the IL. This was not a plan.
He's going to be a Columbus Clipper soon, I'm sure.
Exactly. This is not optimal. But, okay, talk to me about Torkelson and the question I've asked. I mean, do you believe he's the difference?
I think, yes, he is that right-handed bat that they didn't sign in the offseason. And I think Scott Harris, at least early, we should give him his flowers. For being patient and not overpaying, you know. I mean, he did offer the largest deal to Bregman, but, you know, he didn't want to take his money.
No, but here's the thing. It's not, you can't separate them. You would be better with Alex Bregman. I didn't want that contract, but the bottom line is, no, imagine if you added a bat plus Torque was doing what he's doing. Now but we're I'm talking so about pleased. Something different.
Sorry. I'm just so pleased that Torque was able to take the offseason, get serious, get better, and it appears to be paying off. We will see. Yeah. You know, 162 games is a long time. We got 150 left. So, you know, but I like where he's at. I like that he was serious and he took his medicine. He went down to his, like you say, one-bedroom apartment down in Toledo. And, you know, he did what he needed to do. And kudos to him.
And you know what? Look, here's the one thing. And, Rico, I don't know if you agree with this or disagree. It doesn't matter when you're in a situation like the Tigers and you know you're short offensively and you have injuries, right? We always focus on, well, you know, you got to be good late in the year, the playoff push, the whole thing. It doesn't really matter when you're good, when it's all hands on deck. So if Torque provides 25 or 30 games at the start of the year mm-hmm. and then ceases to exist, it's not like it didn't count or didn't help you. No. We were all sitting here paralyzed with fear to start the year. Like, man, no Parker Meadows. They didn't get a right-handed bat. Gleyber died in the first 10 minutes of the year. And you go, okay, he's helped you in a big way get out to 7 out of 8.
He's bridged the gap. And it's not to say that they would end up being the 84 Tigers. But
No.
But the games that they won early helped them later because they didn't play – is great baseball later on in the year. So you're right. The wins are the wins. If he could bridge the gap now and just keep this thing afloat, because that's really all we're asking. He's going out there. He's getting it done. And like the caller said, hey, he took the demotion and he wanted to get better and he has gotten better so far. And I see that, as I told Dave, there's a swag in him. Like, he's not up there thinking that the bubble's going to burst. He's up there with confidence at the plate, like, yeah, I belong in the major leagues.
David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind. We'll continue with the callers as well.
The Tigers team will easily win 90 games. They won 86 last year with an awful offense. This team is hitting now. They are top 4 in MLB and OPS. Okay. Can we make Torpedo Bat a thing?
No.
From Mike G.
Absolutely not. Okay. We cannot.
All right. Rodgers going down might be a blessing in disguise, guys. Dingler has hit everywhere he's been. Chance to be a starter now.
Yeah, but you lose a lot that you don't see in a stat line. Rodgers is a very good defensive catcher, and he calls a hell of a good game. I mean, I just, you got to be careful with stuff like that with the catcher position. And I also, no disrespect to anybody, can we not act like Dylan Dingler is Mike Piazza in his prime? Not trying to be rude.
No, the best thing, you know what, but he should be able to give Rodgers some days off.
Yes.
And that's all you're really hoping for.
David, go ahead.
Trying not to get too aroused, but imagine this team with Meadows, Torres, Perez, and Vierling back in the rotation. Jeans equal tight.
And two words. Ready? You better loosen those jeans. Wyatt Langford. Oh wait. We drafted a 12-year-old.
He'll be up here soon. He's riding his bicycle.
Sure. Right. Once we get to Mars, right around the same time length.
He's just riding his bike.
Be cured. Okay. That's rude. Was that a little bell on it? Ring, ring.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.